It's raining. We haven't had a ton of rain recently here, so it's okay.
I know someone the other day was, man, I hope it rains. Why?
Yeah.
Why do you want it to rain, dude? Enjoy the heat.
Yeah, and, unless you're a farmer or a gardener,
right.
There's really no reason to ask for rain.
I was praying for rain. Shut up.
Yeah, unless you're a Native American many years ago who needed the rain and would do the rain dance.
Yes.
And these days, you don't really.
Winter, fall. We didn't really have a spring, did we?
It doesn't happen anymore.
No, just enjoy the heat, man. Come on.
That's right.
Playing it.
Man, a lot of stuff happening again.
This
is one of the busiest Julys in sports I can remember. Usually there is a lull in sports news, there's not as much going on. But with Mayweather-McGregor, with the Hugh Freeze scandal, with the NBA offseason, what Jordan Spieth did yesterday that we will talk about coming up in a little bit on the show, just an amazing performance for him, a career-defining moment for him early on.
Hook 'em horns.
And now, this story that comes out Friday night that it's taken me all the way to now to actually believe that it's true, because on Friday night I'm out hanging out, look up at the TV in the bar that I'm at, and I see the scroll about Kyrie Irving demanding a trade, and then immediately I go to my phone, I'm starting to read this, I'm talking about it with the people that are around me, and this came out of nowhere. We thought that this Cavaliers offseason was weird. It got extremely weird now that Kyrie has said, I don't think I want to be here anymore, I'm tired of playing second fiddle, and I want to go to either the Knicks, the Timberwolves, the Spurs, or the Heat. And the fact that he put the Knicks there, and according to some reports, that's his top choice, is like, what the hell is going on here? Bizarro world NBA at its apex.
Well, Knicks fans should be excited that they're at the top of the list. Someone actually wants to come here, right?
It's another tease, though, man. It's another tease.
Oh, you got dreams. Go ahead and dream. Maybe lands here, maybe doesn't. But I'm like you. I get this alert on my phone. I was like, wow, this has to. I can't see. Now, when I look at the text close to my face, I can't see it. I'm like, am I reading this wrong? Really? Kyrie Irving wants to be traded? Why do you want to be traded? You kidding me? And then you turn on the television, it's all over the ticker on the sports channels. And I was taken aback just like you were, like many people were. And apparently this is something that was voiced to the Cavaliers a couple weeks ago. And now it's out front and center for everyone to see. And as far as who put the message out there, who was the leaker, that's just all over the place. Who's leaking?
Right.
That's the big question now. But I am shocked at the reasoning, the rationale, if we are to believe this, as to why this guy wants to leave. He doesn't want to be Robin anymore. What's wrong with being Robin? You play with the greatest player in the world right now. What's wrong with playing second fiddle to him? I mean, you're not really playing second fiddle to him. He doesn't hog the basketball. You get your 30 or 40 here and there. You've helped lead this team to a championship. So what's the problem?
I think the problem is he's tired of not knowing what his future is going to be. And here we are in another situation where Kyrie Irving has to wait around for LeBron James. And he's thinking, now I have to deal with this. Is he going to come back? Is he not going to come back thing again?
Okay, well, say that. What's wrong with saying that instead of saying, well, I want to be the main guy. I want to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
That sounds just so egotistical.
It does.
When you've got a guy and wherever else you go, you may be the main guy, but you're going to still need a lot of help, and you won't have help like you have here.
Well, I'll tell you why I don't necessarily believe that that's the reason why he wants out is the teams that he listed. Outside of the Knicks, I mean, everybody, well, maybe Miami, too. The Knicks and Miami. But there's two teams on there that are stacked
right. In
the Spurs and the Timberwolves. So I don't necessarily believe that that is the main thing that's driving him. I think he's just a little tired of being pushed around by LeBron and then this guy also keeping his future up in the air. Now, all the things that you said was my initial reaction. I can't believe this guy. He won a championship just last year. You were back in the finals again. It was three straight years. Go for it one more time. Don't be selfish. There's guys in the league that would just give up everything to be able to play next to LeBron James. What's wrong with you? And then I thought more about it. Like, here he is Now, again, having no idea what his future is going to be because LeBron won't say anything. He won't sign another extension. He signed three contracts while he was there. And he's probably thinking, I got the championship here. I don't want to deal with this nonsense anymore. And I kind of want to do my own thing at 25 years old. And I don't want to be stuck in Cleveland again with him chasing another championship and be the desert, NBA desert, that it was before he came back.
Right. Now, fine, I understand that. Now, we have a working relationship. You don't think they can go behind the scenes, LeBron and Kyrie, and talk about this man-to-man.
You're right.
Hey, LeBron, I know you got to look out for yourself. I got to look out for me. What does the future hold for you? It may not be the best time to encounter or engage in this conversation, but listen, I'm 25. You're 31, 32. You may be signing your last contract this next one. I may have a couple more if you don't believe those rumors about me retiring early. And remember, we had that conversation during the season. That came out. So just let me know. Give me an inkling. Give me something to hold on to as far as what you're thinking about your future. Is this going to be your last run in Cleveland? Or are you going to look elsewhere? And if you can't answer, give me a complete answer at this point. I understand. But give me something. Give me a crumb, something to hold on to, because as you said, I don't want to be in this desert after you leave. I want to be the main guy. I don't want to be the main guy in Cleveland because we're going to get our asses kicked again.
Right. And it was not fun before he got there. And even though he was the main guy before LeBron came back, it still wasn't fun. I mean, they weren't any good. And in the Brian Windhorst reporting on this, and of course, he's the guy who's been following LeBron around for his entire life, he said that Kyrie and LeBron had a lot of heart-to-hearts together during the season when they were struggling during the regular season. Mm-hmm. And they had a lot of communication there. But in no way did he say after the season did Kyrie go to LeBron and say, I don't want to do this. It all happened out of nowhere on July 7th. So when you think that nowadays everything gets out right away, July 7th was when this meeting happened with Kyrie Irving's agent, Dan Gilbert, the new general manager there in Cleveland, Altman.
Kobe Altman. Yes.
So all that happened, and then we didn't find out about it until the 21st of July. So all that time was happening, and we had no idea. So I guess they were about to swing a deal, and this was in the same Windhorst reporting. They were about to swing a deal with Denver and the Pacers, a three-team deal that was going to get Paul George to Cleveland. Kevin Love was going to go to Denver. The Pacers would rebuild picks and whatever else. And that fell through. George goes Oklahoma City. And then just a few days later, Kyrie Irving, agent, walks in and says, all right, you know, this is it. And then, and also Irving was there too and said straight up to Dan Gilbert in a pre-scheduled meeting, I'm done. And this is where you need to trade me to. I mean, it's, and to go from where they were, I don't know how many times I've said this, but to go from where they were to now, I've never seen in pro sports a team that had players under contract for extent. Not like every old guy was up and this was the last go round and tip of the cap and we did it and you had to dismantle it. I've never seen young guys like this. Yeah, young guys like this, and everybody wants to leave after three straight finals appearances in a championship. It's unheard of.
Well, maybe they see the writings on the wall. As we sit here today with this roster, there's no way we can knock off the Golden State Warriors. Barring injury, no way. No way we can beat them. So this deal didn't happen. We didn't get Paul George. We didn't get Jimmy Butler. Those things did not come to fruition. So I don't want to be here anymore. We don't have enough left. Just LeBron and I know that's not going to get it done. You saw what happened last year. We lost 4-1. So the same thing will occur this coming season. So why stay? Why not get out ahead of this thing and say, I want to move on now? But I go back to being the main guy, being the center of attention. That's the wrong way to make your argument. That sounds so arrogant on his part. You're still one of the main guys. Even with LeBron there, you're getting your just due. People notice you. Without you, LeBron's not winning that title 2 years ago. Without you, you're not able to come back from a 3-1 deficit. You put on a damn show. You put on a show this year. You just don't have enough. You didn't have enough. You don't have enough on the bench. You didn't have enough in your starting five. So to be the main guy, go be the main guy. Come to New York, be the main guy. You and Kristaps, what else are you going to have? You go be the main guy somewhere else, Miami. You know, you and Whiteside, maybe they played some of the best basketball of anyone in the second half, 3rd and 11, where the Heat, Maybe you're the missing piece. But it just makes no sense to say I want to be the center of attention when you've gone to three straight finals, you've won one of the three, and you're playing with the best guy in the world. What's wrong with being in that place right now?
And I was thinking along the same lines as you with the Warriors. I don't think anything shows their dominance more than this Cavaliers team crumbling after what happened in the finals. Absolutely giving up, it seems like. LeBron's going somewhere else after next year. Kyrie wants out. They've got to get Paul George. That didn't happen. We got to get this guy. I got to get that guy. Nothing illustrates their dominance more than the crumbling of the Cavaliers, because they just basically saw that team and said, all right, we're not good enough to do it. And Kyrie, he apparently in this meeting said that he was sick of LeBron James handling the ball as much, because there's no other forward in basketball who handles the ball as much, but yet he still took more shots than anybody on the team last year. It's not like he isn't involved. I mean, the guy's as involved as you could possibly be. I really think that what this boils down to, and this is a guess on my part, is the fact that LeBron James has just everything LeBron has been just dragging and weighing on him for a long time. He got a championship with him, and he wants to free himself of it before he ends up you know what creek without a paddle.
Well, what does he think the history books will say? The only reason you won a title is because you played with LeBron James? Does it say the only reason Scottie Pippen won a title is because he played with Michael Jordan? Michael Jordan needs Scottie. Scottie needed Michael Jordan. Irving needs LeBron. LeBron needs you. And you need some other pieces as well. Steph Curry didn't win the title all by himself. He had Durant. He had Draymond Green. He had Klay Thompson. It takes a village. So what are you worried about? You're going to have a legacy if you keep getting the finals, three straight finals, man. Who wouldn't take that? A lot of people haven't even gotten to a finals. Yes, you want ultimately to win the ring, but get there. You've been there three straight times. So I don't know if it's arrogance or what have you, until Kyrie or his representative comes out and gives us a clear picture of what they're thinking. But to be upset about playing second fiddle to one of the greatest cats to ever lace them up, and you're great in your own right, you get your just due. Everyone recognizes Kyrie Irving and the talent that he possesses. So what else do you need? Do you want to go and you want to resurrect the team? You want to start at the bottom and bring them up? Well, you had that chance at Cleveland when LeBron wasn't there.
Yeah.
You couldn't bring them up to the top without LeBron. So you want to go elsewhere and do that? I don't understand. What is this about? Legacy? What is this about?
I think it's about the fact that he just doesn't want to be there with LeBron. I think that relationship is maybe worse than we ever thought. That's the only way that I can explain it. And as far as how LeBron feels about it, and we're not going to really know, but the reports are that he was, quote, devastated by this. And then he sat in his car and did an Instagram and Twitter video with a Meek Mill song playing in the background called Heavy. And one of the lyrics that he made sure that he had in there was, I'm paraphrasing because I can't say the way it really was, they say they with you, but they really aren't.
Oh.
So. Mm. They really not. They say they with you, but they really not.
Yo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So that just kind of.
Well, when you're upset and you're feeling a little melancholy, you go to Meek Mill. Nothing wrong with that.
I mean, it's amazing to me, though, that LeBron James, in his 30s now, having accomplished all that he accomplishes, still acts like a teenage girl when something doesn't go his way. That's one thing that I have to. I mean, you're going to go to social media and play a song.
That's what everyone does.
I mean, it's just amazing, though. But not everybody's LeBron James.
Everyone goes to social media.
But not everybody's.
His generation. He's part of this social media generation. That's what you do. Voice your frustrations on social media.
Just playing a song and bopping around, passive aggressive lyrics. Come on.
This is heavy, man.
Give me a break.
Meek Mill, help me deal with this. This is heavy.
Yeah. And LeBron, now that
he's sitting in his Kia,
people have
drinking Sprite.
Seriously, right?
That purple drink, just some Sprite, regular Sprite.
See,
now we know what got LeBron to say drink the Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
It was Meek Mill and Kyrie Irving.
I have a huge basketball IQ.
Yes.
A lot of people believe that the Cavaliers should now trade LeBron James instead if they think he's going to leave. Keep Kyrie Irving there, happy, get a big return and rebuild that way.
Good luck with that.
But
a little hiccup, right?
There was a report last night from ESPN's Chris Haynes, I believe, who said that LeBron in no way, no how, will waive his no trade clause. He's going to honor the last year of his contract with the Cavaliers, then make a decision from there. So that's not even a possibility.
Thank you.
And I mean, I can't imagine LeBron James being traded. That would be like the most incredible thing to happen.
What would you get back in return? You'd get all 15
an entire
guys on
team.
Your roster.
Yeah. You'd have to it'd be an entire team.
Right.
Like back when there was, I believe it was during either World War One or World War Two, when the Steelers and the Eagles had to combine teams because mm-hmm. so many, and they became the Steagles. That's
no, what. I got one better. It's going to be like Mike Dick to give it up the whole draft for Ricky Williams.
Yes, seriously.
Yeah, take the whole draft. We just want Ricky, and then we're going to put him in a dress. Wow.
Like the entire Nuggets team would have to come over. And yeah. The Cavaliers and Nuggets, the Cuggets, they'd have to be. That would be the only way to do it. I don't know, but that's not a possibility. So I still think there's a chance that these guys, naive I may be, but that these guys get together and go, all right, enough of this.
Come on.
Let's just go. Let's go back at it one more year, huh?
Let's have a milk party or a banana boat party, and let's just get past it.
There's really nothing here that a milk party can't solve. That's
I agree.
Look at it.
I haven't intended a few. Yeah, you're right. Nothing it can't solve.
I mean, intended a few.
If it's a good party.
You
get good
gotcha.
Participants.
Right. You don't even need to say anymore.
You know,
yeah. No, you can stop. No, you can stop now. I got you. 855-212-4CBS. Kyrie Irving demanding a trade. Are you with him or do you think he's nuts? 855-212-4227. Just getting started. So much happening. The Jordan Spieth Sunday at the Open Championship. Still to talk about. Keep it right here.
Talk to Gio and Jones now. 855-212-4CBS.
Andrew Bogish is with us, and we're going to get to your calls on Kyrie Irving. If you want to join, 855-212-4CBS. Do you think he's got a good idea in demanding this trade, or is he absolutely nuts? 855-212-4227. Good morning, Bogish. What's going on,
guys,
man?
Good morning. So Jordan Spieth had the aim of Brian throwing a stapler to dude who just farted on the 13th hole of the British Open yesterday, but salvaged a bogey from the wrong side of the equipment trailers to only fall one shot behind Matt Kuchar. Then Spieth played the final five holes in 5-under to beat Kuchar by 3 shots for the Open Championship.
Today took as much out of me as any day that I've ever played golf.
Spieth turns 24 on Thursday. He can complete the career Grand Slam next month at the PGA Championship.
He didn't have a huge concrete pillar blocking his view.
Right. Owner Jerry Jones, head coach Jason Garrett again pledging their support for running back Ezekiel Elliott as the Cowboys held their opening press conference of training camp yesterday. Jones said he has seen all the info the NFL has on last year's domestic violence case, and there's nothing there. Recent reports that Elliott's camp is preparing for a short suspension. Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer expects QB Teddy Bridgewater to begin training camp on the physically unable to perform list, still recovering from his major left knee injury last August. And the Browns have signed the second of their 3 first-round picks from April, Michigan safety Jarrell Peppers. That means all of their picks are now under contract with camp opening later this week. The Cubs' surge out of the All-Star break continued last night at Wrigley against the Cardinals.
Swinging a high fly ball, left field and deep. Back goes Pham, back to the wall. At the wall, that's a home run! Two-run homer, Wilson Contreras. Cubs lead 5-3.
And that was the final at Wrigley. Pat Hughes had the call on Cubs radio. The world champs now 8-1 since the break. The Brewers have lost 7 of 8 after falling 6-3 in Philly. So the Cubs now 1 percentage point ahead of the Brewers for first in the NL Central. Both Clayton Kershaw and Steven Strasburg left their Sunday start to their just 2 innings. The Dodger lefty had lower back stiffness and is expected to land on the DL today. The Nats righty being extra cautious with nagging arm stiffness.
There is.
Now it's his turn to misspeak.
Nip it in the butt.
It's in the bud, Steven. Casey Kane won the Brickyard 400 ended just minutes ago for his first win since August of 2014. The race included 14 cautions and a 1 hour, 47-minute rain delay, and Jamaica got by Mexico 1-0 at the Rose Bowl to reach the Gold Cup final. That's Wednesday night against the U.S. in Santa Clara. Boys.
All right, Borges. Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Borges.
Hey, Borges.
If you could come back in I guess 14 minutes or so when we come back.
Your producer has already made the request.
All right, yeah, because we need your expertise
yes.
to discuss this topic. because there is something that happened show-related where someone did not fulfill their guest appearance on this program.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why is in dispute. So we have to talk this whole thing out, and we think you're going to be interested in this. But first, we talk some Kyrie Irving with the great fans of Gio and Jones, who called us up this morning at 855-212-4CBS. Shane is in Chicago, and he's on CBS Sports Radio. What's happening, Shane?
How's it going, bud? Huge fan, listening to you guys every morning on the way to work.
Thanks, Shane. We appreciate that. What's going on?
I just wanted to shout out and just tell everybody just to chill out. Kyrie's going nowhere. He just wants immediate gratification, pump up his ego, and go on his way. That's all.
Shane, why does he need his ego pumped up when he's already highly regarded in the NBA? Highly regarded.
Where else will you be doing this?
Excuse me?
Where else is he going to go, you know, to get a ring?
Well,
this is better chances to stay where he's at.
I'm with you. We're in agreement there, but why take this course of action?
I don't know what his justification is, but this guy apparently has some issues that he needs to talk with someone about. Drastic actions like this, man, come on.
Yeah, listen, I don't fault you, and thanks for the call and the kind words. I don't fault you for searching for a reason for him to do this and think that, it's just for attention. It doesn't really mean anything. But if you really break it down, this is not the type of attention you want just for the heck of it.
Yes.
Because this is not being received well throughout the NBA community by the NBA fans. LeBron James is clearly bothered by this as well. The only reason you do this is because you really want out.
Right. How do you go back into that locker room and look your teammates in the eye and they feel a sense of confidence in your commitment to the goal at hand?
Yeah. And the only reason that you would want attention, or here's another reason why he just doesn't want attention, rather, is the fact that it stayed quiet from July 7th all the way to the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
So if this was all about attention, he'd be tweeting about it. He'd be on Jimmy Kimmel. He'd be out doing stuff, interviews.
Listen, I want out. I'm letting everybody know. You're on notice, Cleveland. I put them on notice. I'm letting the world know I want out. And he didn't do that.
Yeah.
He kept this quiet until somebody leaked it.
And this is going to be really interesting to find out where he ends up. Because, I mean, I can't, for the life of me, figure out a situation that makes sense just team to team. Now, three-team deals, will be here all day trying to figure out those permutations. But, I mean, are the Cavaliers going to accept for Kyrie Irving, Carmelo Anthony, a first-round pick, and Frank Ntilikina? I mean, is that going to get it done? I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Probably not,
they're
going to
ask for a whole lot. This guy's the number one overall pick. He's a perennial all-star. Uncle Drew has a killer crossover.
Yeah.
And so you're going to ask for a whole lot to get him. Not as much as LeBron if you were to trade him, but close.
And then what? The Heat would build a deal around Dragic, I'm sure. So it'd be Dragic and what?
Maybe Winslow.
Yeah, but he was so disappointing.
No, I understand, but still young. You want to go with some youth, correct?
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. You get Dragic, you get Winslow.
A pick.
A couple of picks.
But my point
is, you start going through these team-to-team deals, it doesn't work. A three-team deal, I heard someone talk about all these permutations with three-team deals and all this. I mean, I can't. I have no clue. The three-team deal stuff, I got to see a trade proposal. I got to be honest with you. You got to show me a trade proposal with a three-team deal. So I don't know who the hell else is interested. I don't know.
And he said he wants to go to the Spurs also. He put that on his list.
Yeah, Knicks, okay.
Spurs.
So figure out one there.
Who are you going to give up on the Spurs?
Kawhi. Straight up. Why not?
Why not? With that. Then he'll want to go back to Cleveland. Because he's going to need a Batman or he's going to need a Robin if he's going to be Batman.
Yeah.
You're not giving up Kawhi.
It's going to be very complicated.
Kawhi is a spur for life.
If the Knicks can somehow get rid of Carmelo and keep Porzingis and get Kyrie in there, I may buy season tickets.
True. Okay, give up Carmelo for Kyrie Irving, and you also, if you're the Knicks, give up a number one pick.
A number one pick, the pick from this year, and probably something else.
Yeah.
You probably have to give up either I mean, one of those other guys in Hernan Gomez or Kuzminskis or one of these young bigs.
Or maybe two first-round picks. Carmelo is not young.
Yeah, trading away a lot of picks, though, has just been the bane of their existence.
I understand, but now you have your point guard, you have a score, you have an incredible facilitator for the future.
Yeah, and some cap space and a base where people are going to want to play with you. And you are going to want to come to New York, potentially. So.
Yes. Yeah, boom.
Sydney.
Was that a good?
I just don't want to believe that. You know, when I first heard that, and then I saw that the Knicks, because he's a New Jersey kid, and the Knicks were at the top of his list, and I couldn't believe it.
It's hard to believe.
I'm with you. It really is hard to believe.
You won't play with who?
So I don't want to start believing it, because then if I believe, it'd just be another letdown, right? Just the same
don't
reason why
it.
I thought like Masai Ujiri or David Griffin or one of these other guys was going to be the general manager. And
just let it play out. Yeah. I mean, for your sanity, just let it play out.
Sydney in South Carolina on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Sydney?
What's going on, man? Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great, Sydney. What's up?
Man, I want to talk about Kyrie. Pretty upset at this whole attitude he's taken. First of all, I want to know how the hell can he dictate a list? It's not like he has the no-trade clause. He can send his ass anywhere. Send him to the Suns. And get Eric Bledsoe and maybe somebody else. Get another guard that maybe can run well in the East with LeBron. But for him to be feeling so bullish about his stance and be racking up zeros in the assist column in multiple games throughout the season doesn't make me feel like, hey, dude, you can go ahead and lead some other team, you know?
Yeah, that is a great point about the fact that he does not have a no-trade clause. I believe he does not. And then you think about the Cavaliers are like, okay, you're going to walk in here, you're going to demand a trade, you're going to give us a list, you're going to talk crap about the greatest player that we have. Yeah, we're going to send you, we could send you anywhere.
Right.
Screw you.
So they can be spiteful.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, we're going to find the best deal regardless of your stupid list.
Right.
That's what we're going to do. We got to think about our, just like you're thinking about yourself, we got to think about ourselves here. With your list. Get out of here.
Well, it's good to be the king, and we know the players drive everything in the NBA. They dictate, for the most part, every move in this league. So they have all that power, and he's exercising or attempting to exercise his power, is Kyrie Irving here. How does it play out? If I'm the new GM, I'm Kobe Altman, I'm sitting there like, really? You want to do this now? All the things that have been going on here with this organization, we've missed on Butler, we've missed on George, we've missed on other people we've targeted, and now you want to throw this into my lap. All right, I'm going to help you out, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to ship you somewhere. It won't be any of those teams on your list, but pack your bags.
And something else I'm thinking about, too, is, I mean, how this attitude, how has this changed the perception of Kyrie Irving? I mean, I know that his talent is undeniable and he wants to be the main guy and all those things. And he even said something last year when they weren't playing well, like one championship is fine, but real mother blankers want to win 2, 3, 4. That was his quote. So he obviously wants to win. But
okay.
I mean, how much are you going to give up for a guy that seems a little bit mercurial and someone who's demanding trades off a team that went to 3 straight finals?
I'm with you. Yeah. And who's to say he's going to be happy if he lands somewhere else? And how long will he stay happy?
Yep. Riley, Indy, CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Riley?
What's up, Gio and Jones? How you guys feeling this morning?
Great, man. How about you?
Pretty good, man. Headed into work. I just want to say, Gio, your Jones impersonations are hilarious.
Well, thank
keep
you.
Keep them up, man. Keep
well, thank you
up.
Very much.
Riley,
I will indeed.
They are not that good.
I will indeed keep them up for you, Riley.
No, about Kyrie Irving, though, I respect him for wanting to leave. I think he should have waited one more year. I respect him because I think he's good enough to help a team compete for a championship. Also, I respect him for leaving. Because, I mean, who wants to really just sit around and wait to see if LeBron's going to leave and break your team or not? I mean, if LeBron leaves that team next year after the year is over or whatnot, maybe heads to L.A. or something, the Cavs have nothing. But if Kyrie Irving leaves and he goes to maybe, I don't know, perhaps Minnesota, I mean, they can't take down Golden State yet, but at least he would be in a situation where they could potentially rebuild faster than a LeBron-less Cleveland.
That's fine. We agree with you there, Riley. We said that at the beginning of this conversation. If your point Kyrie, and your team's point is, listen, we don't want to be sitting here rudderless once LeBron announces he's leaving after next season. We want to make sure we make our goals and our requests public now, or at least let you know what we're thinking, because we've been through this without LeBron. We don't want to go through that again. That's fine. If you want to have that conversation with LeBron, with the front office, cool. But to say I want to be the focal point, that's what bothers me. It's fine. You want to leave? Okay. And you understand what's coming down the road once LeBron decides he's going to move on. You don't want to be left there hanging. I get you. But don't say, well, I want to be the center of attention. That's the reason I'm leaving. My feelings are hurt. I'm not the main focus. What?
Yeah.
You're not the main focus.
I'm choosing not to believe that that is the main reason. Because he would not have put two teams on the list that have a stacked roster if that was the main reason why he wanted to leave. I just think that LeBron, in Kyrie's world, can be suffocating to him. And in many ways, not just on the court when they're playing, but also in these off seasons where, oh man, what's going to happen? Is LeBron going to go again? I mean, that stuff can wear on you. He's thinking, I'm 25, man. Maybe this is the time I need to get out. Now might be better than next year when I'm going to be held hostage here by the organization because I'm the only thing they got left. More of your thoughts on what's happening with Kyrie and the Cavaliers at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Also, the guest excuse that we have to figure out if it's true or not. Someone did not call our show on Friday. We got an explanation as to why they did not, and we have to sift through this to see if they're telling the truth. We're coming right back.
Check out Brian's pre-show video on Facebook at Gio and Jones.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Talking a lot about this Kyrie Irving story, not wanting to play with LeBron James in Cleveland any longer. We will get more of your calls on that coming up soon. We also have Jordan Spieth to talk about, so the show is full of good stuff. Friday, the show was supposed to be full of good stuff, and it didn't happen because we got blown off by a guest at the end of the show. So we did this whole big thing. 80s pop star Tiffany, yes. was supposed to join us. We're going to talk to her about performing at the New York Lizards halftime show and appearing on Peter Schwartz podcast, our colleague Peter Schwartz podcast, Schwartz on Sports, and how far she has fallen from 80s pop star Tiffany to this moment in her life.
And we've been talking about it for over a week now.
Right. It was a big deal. We had her scheduled. Yeah. It was a huge deal. We're all excited about this. So she does not show up.
Yeah.
Does not call. Nothing. And we're talking about Tiffany here, who gets a request or two a year.
Come on.
So we were upset. And then I see that she likes the tweet promoting her appearance an hour after she was supposed to be on and our show was over.
Wait. An hour after her missed interview with us.
Right.
She liked the tweet.
Liked the tweet promoting her appearance.
Mm.
Very odd.
Way to go. Yeah.
So then I get some information from somebody, and I'm choosing to be a little bit of a skivat, if you will, in this regard.
You're a little chap. I understand. You're upset.
So someone tells me, I'm telling you this, but don't share it.
Uh-oh.
But you know what? I don't really know this guy, so I'm going to share it. I don't have a relationship with him. I'm not worried about burning this relationship. So I don't care. So I will deal with the consequences.
Okay.
So don't share this information.
Just have to do it in an after party?
So it says, spoke with Tiffany after her show last night, the Lizards halftime show. Someone had broken into the green room and stole all her stuff, including other crew members. So they all dealt with the police for hours after filing reports and in the, quote, mayhem, forgot to set an alarm for this morning. She apologizes, as do I. Do we believe?
Wow.
The excuse. And the reason I'm telling you that this person said, do not share this, is because I think this is part of the evidence that's going to get us to the answer. I don't think there's any reason why you wouldn't share it if it was the truth.
Thank you.
If it wasn't the truth and this person was making this up and you say don't share it because you're afraid that it's a lie and people hear the lie and they'll be like, that never happened.
I thought maybe she revert to 80s pop star Tiffany and made up for the lost time and had a wild after party. You know, you hang out with the Lizards.
Okay, he's in the Hamptons.
Yeah, yeah, you know, hang out with the Lizardettes.
Right.
And I'm sure they know a few watering holes, and it got crazy, and she slept in.
So you're saying you're not buying this excuse?
No.
I don't believe it's the truth either. Andrew Bogish, do you believe that this person is telling the truth?
I do, actually.
Wow.
I think that this is too preposterous of a lie to make up when they could have just simply said she overslept.
Why wouldn't you want this out there, though? Why would you say, please do not disclose this information?
Because it's embarrassing to Hofstra that their security allowed
Tiffany's... Well, they should be embarrassed.
What do the Tiffany people care about that, though?
Right.
They should be angry at
because
them.
Because maybe they want to be... They don't want to, you know, screw Hofstra out of the next 80s washed-up star to sing a Lizards
come
game.
Oh, you're going to great lengths just like they are.
That's insane.
Come on.
But why couldn't you just be like, she overslept or she forgot?
Because that's more on this person. So if you say she just simply overslept, then we could say, what are you, nuts? You knew that we set this thing in advance.
Right.
You're supposed to set the alarm. You're the PR person. You know, do whatever you got to do. Figure it out. But instead, it's like, well, let me come up with this elaborate lie. So we'll be like, oh, my goodness, I'm so sorry.
But
so
it's
we're
a lie
not gonna
you can
be...
disprove.
But right, you can. But are we really, do they think we're really going to do an investigation into
well,
this?
I am. My contacts at Shewart Stadium will be awake soon.
Yeah.
And I will reach out to them and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Well, there's a couple of ways we can go. One is Bogish's contacts. Two, this is something that Tiffany and Tiffany's people don't know.
Tiffany.
One of my good friends, high school friend, grew up with, is currently a Nassau County police detective.
Okay.
The county in
Uh-oh.
Which this happened.
Uh-oh.
So I will be able to find any sort of information
yeah.
I need to know.
Did they really file a police report?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, there is no media coverage of this. And there's a lot of people. It's oversaturated population on Long Island. There's a lot of things that don't get reported. Fine.
Yeah.
But 80s pop star Tiffany.
Tiffany.
Getting robbed at Hofstra at a Lizards game. That, to me, is something that I'm clicking on.
Yeah. That could hurt tourism or future concerts out there, right?
Tourism.
Yeah.
So we will find this out.
And, yeah. I'm going to be a real journalist and make phone calls and figure this out.
Mikey B., believe, not believe the excuse.
I don't believe it.
Okay. All right. So we've got three people not believing and one person believing it. Republican wrestling pistachio Pete.
I do not believe it. There's more to the story.
4-1. 4-1.
That's fun. I like this island.
you can hang out there.
And really, the only person I would want on it with me is you, Greg. I couldn't care less about Mike or Pete.
Oh, wow.
And, Feelings mutual.
So that's fine. So, but
me.
Yeah, I mean, listen.
Actually.
Yeah, I forgot about you. Yeah.
No, I didn't forget about you. But you're you. And, and Tiffany's not hot, so I mean, there's not.
Wow.
But the Lizardettes are.
Yeah,
I'm worried about them. Now, were they compromising this as well?
I'd hope not. But if they are, we'll find out.
Well, I'll help them.
And another reason why I don't believe it is for someone to rob her green room, there would have to be people out there that knew she was there. There's nobody.
People knew she was. Man, they've been marketing this thing forever.
Yeah. Oh, really? Do you know how many listeners the Schwartz on Sports podcast has?
I told you the majority of the fans, well, all the fans were on the others. They were in the other stands, the ones you couldn't view while you're watching the action.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. And then this is my next question. Let's say we disprove this. Do we reach out to those people and say, we know you're full of it? You lied to us?
Yes.
Apologize?
Of course.
Why are you coming
we
up with this
Bugatti
nonsense?
Casino call them.
He's going to do all our dirty
Damn.
Work. He's our henchman.
Yes.
Yeah.
From now on.
Hey, this Bugatti Casino on behalf of Gio and Jones. Hello?
Tiffany got robbed. Damn.
Is it Tiffany?
I ain't stole no down.
I wasn't at the Nassau Coliseum.
They ain't stole your stuff. We know the truth.
That's the best damn ever.
All right, thanks, Bogus.
Damn.
I wasn't at no stadium.
We will keep you updated on this.
I was in Fort Worth, man. You know where Long Island is.
We're very well connected, and we're going
to
get answers to this
thing. We know people in the FBI, the CIA, ACI, all that.
855-212-4CBS. Our buddy Kevin in Youngstown is on the line. Kevin, good morning. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Did you get the job?
Voiceovers.
Yes, cool. All right.
Yeah, we're working on three this week.
Oh, look at you. Good man, good man. You got about a minute here, Kevin, so give us what you got.
Okay, real quick. Kyrie, we got to remind him that the Cavs are only 4-18 when LeBron doesn't play. So he was never the man by himself. But I can make him happy, make everybody happy.
Okay.
Send him to New York. I'm going to get him close as I can. Brooklyn. For number one, he could be the last man standing over there.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know what? The Nets are in the process of a long but smart rebuild. There's nothing that they've done now that has been, or the last two off seasons, I think, that's been crazy. They've been doing the right things. So eventually, I think they'll get there. But, you know, Kyrie going to Brooklyn next year to play with nobody would not be a good thing.
He'd be
for
the
him.
Man.
He would definitely be the man.
He wants to be the man.
He would definitely be the man, Kevin.
And
yeah.
I'm going to go Danny Ainge on him. I'm going to ask for two number ones. They'll do it.
Yep.
I don't know if they would, though. I honestly, and I know that, and thanks for the call, Kevin. It's always great to hear that voice of yours. But I don't think that's what they're thinking right now in order to give up two number one draft choices. Kyrie Irving's a great talent, but two number ones, that's in the situation that they're in is they traded away their entire future.
I don't think they go back down that road, not this early. It's too soon.
It is.
Way too soon.
And I know it's different when you're talking about aged superstars in Garnett and Pierce as opposed to a young 25-year-old, just exceptional talent in Kyrie Irving. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's not the guy that you trade picks for. Of course, you'd consider it. It's just that, you know, they've been doing everything the right way, slowly building. And then do you go out and trade away the future? Because you're gonna have, it's not like you have a ton of players right now. It's not you need more there.
You're giving up picks. That's what you're gonna have to give up. The lion's share of this deal, if you are the Nets, is picks.
I think the more I think about it and talk it out, though, I just think that he's gonna end up staying in Cleveland. I really do think
it's
going
to be hard to go back in that locker room and look those guys in the face.
Well, they're going to have to do some real fence mending for sure.
Get on that banana boat.
Lines are always open if you want to talk Kyrie or Tiffany. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
I was right.
More of your calls and Jordan Spieth from yesterday. Incredible stuff. Gio and Jones, CBS Sports Radio.